AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes, so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at rubrik.com. That's RUBRIK.com.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping?
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. It feels good to Geico.
0141 951 1025. It's time to talk football. It's Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Good evening and welcome to Clyde One Super Scoreboard as we look back on a big night in Europe and ahead to a blockbuster weekend. Rangers get their Europa League campaign off to a flying start with a 2-0 win away to Malmo. Celtic will be without Cameron Carter-Vickers for the trip to St Johnstone, with question marks hanging over his Dortmund availability. And Scotland's new VAR manager John Moss leaves after just weeks in the job. Joining me tonight is Scott Allen and a man who's been in this job for centuries. It's Hugh Keevans.
Well, Rangers' rehabilitation under Philippe Clement continues. Since losing 3-0 to Celtic, they've had three games: Dundee United, Dundee, Malmo, 1-3, lost no goals. And last night was an outstanding result for them. Lyon will be from a different pecking order, but that's not the point. They got the job done in Malmo. And Celtic, without Cameron Carter-Vickers tomorrow, they'll miss him. Last weekend's back four against Falkirk in the Premier Sports Cup was a flop. So it's the return of Liam Scales, and beside him it should be Austin Trusty, or might it be Mike Navrotsky?
He tried to get his stookie off today, Hugh. Yeah. He thought it was getting removed, but he's been told one more week. He's not free of it yet. But a big night to look back on, Scott, and plenty of football to come this weekend.
Yeah, well, when I was coming in, I was looking forward to hearing Hugh's take on Rangers, considering over the last few months we have been a lot of negative surrounding the club. But last night, fantastic performance. Zero shots on target from Malmo. Rangers could have been 4 or 5, but they'll be delighted with how the start has went.
Was my assessment okay for you?
Yeah, it was fantastic. Yeah.
Well, you've got a lot of time still to undo that. 0141 951 1025. That is the number you need, so come on down, Rangers fans. As the guys have pointed out, there's not been loads to jump and cheer and sing about so far this season. So how good was last night? This is your chance. How impressive was the result, the performance? How does this set you up for the rest of the campaign? Who were your standout performers? Everything that usually goes around a big match review we'll do tonight around that game. So give us your thoughts on all things Malmo. Maybe you were there, even better. But if you watched it on the telly and were suitably impressed, 0141 951 1025. This is Glasgow. There will be some of you that are a bit concerned about the chances missed, because that's what we do, and that's absolutely fine. But either way, 0141 951 1025. Give us a call right now. We'll hear from Philippe Clement very soon, and you can join him. Celtic fans, no Cameron Carter-Vickers. Without being disrespectful, I'm not sure many of you will lose too much sleep over that for the trip to Perth, but it remains to be seen if he returns for Dortmund. How much of a worry is it? Is it as simple as Austin Trusty comes in? Have you got any other name? I'd be surprised if you did, given the price tag, but we live to be surprised on here. So your thoughts on Cameron Carter-Vickers and who should replace him this weekend. Brendan Rodgers speaking at length today about various topics. And of course, it was a trip to St Johnstone last season where he was furious with his team in the first half. Clearly in a very different place now, heading to McDermott Park. Celtic women's team, incidentally, well done to them, making history for Scottish team to play in the new Champions League group stages, and what a draw they have been given today as well. So usual number for all that stuff. And on a Friday night, there are no shortage of talking points. Scotland's new VAR manager's away already to a new challenge. Peter Leaven's emerged as the favourite for the St Johnstone job, or one of them. and big games all across the country tomorrow and beyond. 0141 951 1025. I feel like we're really getting into that midweek weekend balancing act, Hugh, yeah. Because it was a bit staggered. You know, Celtic played the week before, Rangers next week, they'll all give it a bash.
Yeah. You know, there's going to be a full house at Ibrox on Sunday. All the refurbishments have taken place, and Rangers will get a hero's welcome, and justifiably so, because it was so impressive in so many different ways last night. Philippe Clement had every form of difficulty thrown at him. He had suspension with Jeffrey. He had injuries to Cortez and others. He had even a visa issue with Igamani, who could not go to Sweden to take part in the Malmo game. And he overcame all of those things. And Rangers spooked Malmo with that first-minute goal and continued to spook them all night long. I thought they were vastly superior. It was 2 in the end, but if they had won 5-0, Scott, I don't think you could have been surprised.
Yeah, for me, the best two Rangers have played all season. I think the intensity from the get-go obviously helps with the goal very early on, but they settled into the match brilliantly, I think, in terms of what we've been speaking about over the last few weeks, is that structure and seeing what kind of identity Philip Clement was going to put together. That was the fruits of it last night, and chances created, chances not conceded against them, and which is usually a difficult tie away in Sweden. So I think the Rangers fans will be absolutely delighted, and it's something for them to look forward to come the weekend as well, for a tough game against Hibs.
The other thing I noticed, Gordon, Manchester United in the same competition at home to FC Twente, and they clearly think that the competition is beneath them because they're Manchester United and they're not doing well. And if I were Clement and Rangers continue to improve, I wouldn't be bothered about going to Old Trafford. Mm. I think we could get something there. Tottenham going to Ibrox. Ange, domestically speaking, has had Tottenham's worst start for 9 years, although he did well last night.
I was going to say 3-0 with 10 men wasn't bad last night.
Yeah. So, you know, Lyon will be a bit lively, and so too will Tottenham. But there's Rangers are doing well, and they need not fear what lies ahead.
Come on then, 0141 951 1025. Get your calls in, Rangers fans. What did you make of last night? How good? Scott Allen says best performance of the season. I think most of you would go along with that. Maybe even best performance since, I don't know, when is that? What is the answer to that? Does it stretch back quite a bit? How pleasing was it? What was good about it? Who were the standout performers? Because there were personnel issues in there, and Casemiro had to come in, and Barami got the first goal. We've not seen much of him. So there's lots happening for you to assess on that usual number. Just to put you in the mood, you'll be in good company. Let's hear from your manager, Philippe Clement. He says as well, just like Scott did, that it was the best performance of the season.
Yes, I think so. But doesn't mean it's going to stay the best. I think we need to work hard to make it better and better, what we're going to do. I'm a perfectionist, so, but the team is making already a massive step forward to play that kind of football in this environment against that kind of opponent. So we need to continue in that way, working on all the details that we can make better. The belief is there. There is no doubt about that. But it's good maybe that people from outside start to see much more the potential that this group can have.
Eddie is a Rangers fan in East Kilbride. Sum up last night, Eddie.
Excellent, guys. Brilliant performance, I thought, by Rangers. It was just what we needed, really, to try and kick us on. It's been a tough start, but I've never been one of these ones that's been doom and gloom for the start. You know, after the Celtic result, heads were down, but you know, going to Parkhead, 60,000 Celtic fans, even with a good Rangers team, it's hard, you know. So we're just putting the team together, and you could see it there. I thought the 2 centre-halves last night were absolutely magnificent, and you can see them, they all seem to be getting an understanding. You can actually see what Clement's trying to do, you know. That's my opinion.
Is that fair, Scott, as well? You know, the 3 points in Europe sort of speaks for itself. That's the outcome you're aiming for, but it feels like Eddie probably sums up the way Rangers fans feel, that it's maybe a bit bigger than that. It's proof that this season is not going to be as dreadful as people thought it was. It's proof that they can kick on from here. You know, the kind of the bigger picture, if you like, seems to be coming through for a lot of fans.
Yeah, and the main thing in that is how they've responded to that defeat against Celtic. They followed up with 3 wins, and then the performance, like, that was a performance that that fans have been looking for. Intensity, braving the ball. The between the units, distances weren't huge. They weren't played through a lot. That for me, apart from not taking chances and making it a lot more comfortable, could have been 4-5. It was just perfect. This could probably be away in Europe.
So Eddie, did you always feel going into the game that wasn't, you know, an unrealistic proposition? Because it felt like there was a lot of I don't know if dread is maybe a bit strong, but maybe people fearing that last night wasn't going to go to plan. You always feel that was still the type of game that Rangers could get something from?
Yeah, I wasn't sure. I mean, it's strange because we seem to do really well in Europe. You know, so going into a set of guys and work a four and left worker, you know, I was thinking maybe it's one each. But when I was watching the game, we just controlled it. You know, 20 minutes in the second half there, but you're always going to expect that. And even the last game, though, just watching them, the last game there, it'd be Dundee and Dundee United, you can just see an improvement, you know, each game now, and you can see the understanding and there's some nice football getting played. And for the first time in a while, I can see what Clermont's trying to do. You know, and some of the new players obviously coming in, a lot of guys coming back from injury, you know, Raskin coming on the bench and Mima Cosin looked good coming off there, you know, so you can see even a bigger depth in the squad now, you know, with some of the guys coming back. We've got a couple of more injuries, but the mainstay of the squad seems to be settling in well just now, I think.
I use the word rehabilitation, Eddie, and I think it's correct, because when Celtic beat Rangers 3-0, everyone spoke about the difference between Celtic and Rangers. The gap is wider than it's ever been. Celtic are cash rich and Rangers don't have money, etc., etc. But I think last night showed that Rangers are still title contenders. They still have a 5-point gap to catch up on Celtic and Aberdeen, but there are signs there. And there were so many players missing last night, and Clermont compensated for all of that. There was an arrogance on the part of the whole Malmo club. They had the video mocking Rangers before the game even began, and they are nowhere near good enough to be arrogant about anything. And Rangers went there, asserted themselves, and showed that they are rehabilitating, and they do have players. And Dessers is one of them. They do have players who can get in about the domestic competitions in a big way.
And yet, that man will never stop making things unpredictable. Because Hugh's not wrong to bring him up for the overall performance, but my goodness, two of the chances that he missed, Scott.
Yeah.
For his sake, it was very. He'll be very thankful that it didn't come back to bite him. If you're going to miss one like the first one, make sure there's a teammate there to.
I genuinely think he meant to play it off the.
Nah, that'll be right. Even you wouldn't try and pull that off. But yeah, that again, on one hand, that's a good sign if you say, well, yeah, we won 2-0, but it could have been 5. On the other, just maybe, and Philippe Clermont said it, he said he's a perfectionist, you're obviously looking to stick a few more of those away.
Yeah, I think even for Dessers' sake, in terms of confidence, and for the team to kind of settle the last 20 minutes of the game instead of still at 2-0, it can be quite cagey if they get a goal. It could have been a different outcome come the last 10-15 minutes. So, yeah, they won the second half for me. If you're going to miss, make sure the goalkeeper saves it when you're missing it. It was really, really poor. But in fairness, like a lot of Rangers fans say, the work ethic in terms of off the ball and bringing guys into the game, it is there. But first and foremost, strikers have got to score goals in the big moments.
I mean, Eddie, who else sort of caught your eye? I know there was a bit of a debate before the game about who should play left back, and I think most people probably reckoned it would be Dejan Sterling, but Casanueiro got the nod. Was that defensive unit something that you think you mentioned the centre backs, but were you pleased at how much you limited Malmo?
Yeah, a few choices there. I mean, I thought the new boy coming, I can't see his name, I'll just call him the Mountain. he's a big lad. I thought he was magnificent. But, you know, you get Sterling and you've got Balogun on the bench there as well. You know, Balogun's got a bit of pace about him. I'm still thinking, I love Tavernier because he's done so much for the club, his goals and that. But last night watching the game, you could see he was a weak link, and you could see Malmo going down that left side the whole of the second half. You know, they were going at Tavs, but I thought Diamandi covered them really well, but I think Dessers, he does miss chances. He's very frustrating, and a lot of Rangers fans wanting rid of him, you know, this and that. God, I mean, going back when a lot of Rangers fans were wanting rid of Hatley when he just joined, and look how he turned out. But you can see Dessers now, his work rate is unbelievable. You know, he put in some shift last night, and that's all you want.
Rangers,
all you want to get forward.
Eddie, I think Rangers needed a result that was out of the ordinary. You know, with respect to Dundee United, they are the promoted club, and Rangers went up there, didn't have an afternoon that was all their own way, but they won. And then they played Dundee, the homecoming to Ibrox, and they won comfortably. But last night was something different, because Rangers went into the match and supporters were wary of the outcome. And former Rangers players were wary of the outcome. But literally, from the first minute, for me, the game was never in any doubt at all. And that has been the extraordinary result that Philippe Clement was looking for.
How much does it help when you get that lift, well, that gift, I should say, actually, presented to you in the first minute, and just the heat that takes off you? Because last night we went through this a bit, and it's not about trying to diminish Rangers' achievement, but you know, Hugh, when he talks about it being out of the ordinary, Malmo looked poor, but then at the same time you have to kind of make them look poor. You have to punish, you have to punish it and do what Rangers did on the night.
Yeah, I think when you do get an opening goal, it does take the kind of pressure off you and allows you to settle into the game a lot quicker than would be usually be in terms of away in Europe, especially against a team like Malmo. Rangers' intensity off the ball, Conor Barron midfield, tireless the whole night. Like, just went about
his
business.
The guy's not played a lot
fantastic
of European football.
That was coming of age performance for me last night. And I know Eddie kind of picks out James Tavern. I thought he was excellent last night defensively. I thought he'd done really well.
Let's thank Eddie and bring in James and Ballock and get his assessment of it. James,
how you doing, guys?
Good, you?
Yeah, all right, aye.
Even better after last night, I would guess.
Yeah, it was good. It was good to see a good Rangers team coming back and fighting. I thought they were outstanding last night, to be fair. And what Scott said, that it was probably the best performance of the season so far.
Well, to be fair, the bar wasn't particularly high.
See, actually, on that though, but Philippe Clement, I think, made a fair point. So I think, you know, I listened to his press conference and someone said something like, you know, was that the best performance of your time here, or the proudest you've been, or something like that. But he was quite right to point out, and this is why I did wonder about this feeling about how fearful everyone should be of Malmo going into it. Even last season when things went right, Rangers have won at tougher places than that.
Yeah.
So I wonder if everyone forgot that a bit quickly. And I know it's a new squad, to be fair, there's been a bit of change over the summer. I didn't really understand quite how this Malmo fear machine had built up a bit, maybe because of the record against Scottish teams in the past.
Yeah, I think the record, and obviously they do have quality within their squad, and they do play a style which is very hard to kind of prepare against. But Philippe Clement tactically got it perfect last night. I know.
What did that look like then? For you,
they caused more problems than Malmo were expecting to cause Rangers, and that was, it does help when you score that early goal. Cassian Wiro was getting into positions that the Malmo players probably weren't expecting. It was allowed Rangers to gain a bit of control coming out from the back. But I think that performance last night was what we were saying maybe 3-4 weeks ago when we're talking about CEOs and chairman. A manager can affect what happens on the pitch, and that's what you do in training, getting them disciplined and in a structure where you can go and affect games. And that seemed to come together last night, and that's what I think Rangers fans have been looking for.
Who impressed you, James, then? Who were the standouts?
I reckon probably everybody. They all put their bit in. Young McCausland came on, he was fantastic. I like Raskin coming on and all. It's good to see the guys coming back from injury. But I think it's a good point that, you know, there's a lot of critics out there with Rangers, putting them down regarding obviously what's going on in the background of the board and things, and also new players joining the team. And I think Clement's been fantastic getting all these guys to gel, so may it continue. And I was listening to what you said about a fight and coming back for the league. Listen, it's open, it's very still very fresh. I think there's a good possibility Rangers can get back there, and I hope they do. Take a smell off of Celtic's faces.
It's like to both of you though, I know that's the currency on here, but does everything have to come back to that at all times?
Yeah.
I mean, for Rangers though, is there not? But at some point, the Rangers not just have to take step by step on their own, let Celtic do their thing, and then eventually they'll meet, and then we'll get another go at it. But to look at last night and project title aspirations onto that performance, I just don't know what the point is.
Well, The point is,
because there's still time for that, and I don't think it'll happen, by the way. But
they're a year behind where Brendan Rodgers' Celtic team is in terms of how he wants,
you know,
his team
the,
to play.
I just don't see the point in living that way. I don't think this will happen before anyone does. But, you know, the sloppy at the weekend and Hibs rock up and grab a draw, and then what? And then they can't catch Celtic again. I just don't see the point in sort of losing your, just enjoy last night, yeah, for what
but,
it is.
But as a Glaswegian, this is the way people lead their lives.
I know, but Philippe Clement is the one as well. Rangers at some point have to not be short-sighted and have to try and ride out a few bumps and try and get, they know they're behind Celtic in every sort of department.
Well, when Philippe,
that doesn't change because you beat Malmo.
I remember a few months ago Philippe Clement saying, I have to pick the team depending on what I think, not what fans think. Well, if you turn that in its head, the fans reserve the right to say, yes, everything is in the context of where we are next to Celtic, or vice versa.
I get it. I get it when it's all said and done. I just mean specifically about last night. Celtic weren't involved. They just laid their feet up. Just enjoyed last night.
When Celtic won 5-1 against Slovan Bratislava, it was, in the eyes of the Celtic supporters, proof that they were now over the hill and far away from Rangers, and that the league was a foregone conclusion.
I think the 3-0 against Rangers did that rather than the Slovan Bratislava.
Yeah, but that was another layer onto the cake for the Celtic supporters. It is just the case, and Scott Allen knows it's the case. They live to measure themselves against each other, the other lot, the team across the road, the team on the other side of the city. And Europe falls into that because last night was a sign of life. It's all very well beating Dundee 3-0 at Ibrox, but last night was an out of the ordinary sign of life that this team has real capabilities.
Well, as an example, Rangers went away to Seville and beat Betis last year, a much better result than last night, didn't win the title, we're nowhere near Celtic. What's the point? What's the point in making those links? That's every, what I'm asking you.
Every season, fresh page, fresh players, fresh management.
No, but I think that's just moving the goalposts on this debate. Like I said, last season they'd be better, so it was a better result than that, but it didn't translate into domestic.
I would reserve
challenge.
The right. I would reserve the right to say to you that you come from the rural communities in Motherwell, and those of us who live in big houses in a big city, that's just the way people see it. The 99% of the people who listen to Super Scoreboard, that is the way they judge. If they are Celtic and Rangers fans, that is the way they judge their team's success.
I don't think you speak on behalf of 9% of the people that listen. Never mind 99. Talk about Malmo's arrogance. My goodness. 01419511025. Great time to call. We'll get you on next.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Check out our YouTube stream now.
Hello, I'm here during the lunch rush with Janice, who owns her own food truck.
Best cheesesteaks in town.
Janice traded up to Geico Commercial Auto Insurance for her food truck business. We're here where she needs us most.
They sure are.
We make it so easy for her to save, with customised coverage that grows with her business. Sorry, I just get so emotional talking about saving folks money.
Not this onion I'm chopping.
It's just so beautiful. Oh yeah, nice, the onion.
Get a commercial auto insurance quote today at geico.com and see how much you could save. Get more with Geico.
AI agents are everywhere, automating tasks and making decisions at machine speed. But agents make mistakes. Just one rogue agent can do big damage before you even notice. Rubrik Agent Cloud is the only platform that helps you monitor agents, set guardrails, and rewind mistakes so you can unleash agents, not risk. Accelerate your AI transformation at Rubrik.com. That's Rubrik.com.
You are the voice of Scottish football. Call 0141-951-1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hugh Keevans and Scott Allen are asking you what you made of the Rangers' performance last night. And of course, plenty more talking points thereafter. No Cameron Carter-Vickers for Celtic tomorrow and maybe Tuesday, although we'd have to wait and see what the outcome is there. So Celtic fans, your thoughts on that one? Big games at the weekend. Peter Leaven appears to be one of the favourites for the St Johnstone job. So whatever tickles your fancy, pick up that phone. Philippe Clement claims his team have made an ideal start to that Europa League campaign.
We had a lot of new players, for me as well. It was really new. We had a really difficult game against Celtic, of course. But from then on, you learn and you're going to talk to each other. And the results came, you know, one by one. And now are you focusing on the next match? I think now you see that we improve in that. And with the whole last line, but also with the keeper and in front of us, it's started now to feel more comfortable. And you see it in the games, yeah.
I see, just keeping you on your toes. That was Robin Proper talking about his defensive performance.
He was properly good beside Suter. Now it all comes down to, you know, they get Hibs on Sunday, Full House at Ibrox, Lyon will come the following Thursday, and the opportunity is there for, you know, Lyon haven't started particularly well in their own country, in the league, but they did get a 2-0 win last night in Europe. But they will be a cut above Malmo. But Rangers at home on European night against anyone are formidable.
What do you think that result can do? Again, I heard the question to Philippe Clement, and just because I've been there in front of him, I knew he was going to say, yeah, but the belief's always been there. And I get that, and I know why managers do it, but surely you can still take a result like last night and allow it to take you to a better place. You know, he was asked, you know, what can this do for belief? And he always rejects that one. He always says, yeah, but the belief's always been there. But surely Rangers players come into training this morning feeling better about themselves than they did last week.
Yeah, 100%. I think in terms of the amount of chances he created, that's the most important thing as a player, especially in one of the away ties where they've not nicked it. They dominated the game. They created the best chances. They nullified their opponents. And the most important thing, I touch on it again, there would have been players sitting in the changing room, Celtic Park after that, how did we respond? The manager would have been looking at his team saying, how did they respond? They have the backbone, they've responded excellently, and last night was the proof in that.
Ronnie's a Rangers fan. What did you take away from it, Ronnie?
Hello, fan, how you doing?
Good, you?
Hello.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, Ronnie.
Hi, you, how you doing? Good. Well, talking about last night, it was a comfortable one for Rangers, but they weren't playing against anybody decent. I mean, the chances they missed was kind of amateur. Why does Dessers have to take an extra touch?
Well, you know, inevitably you get back to Dessers because he missed sitters. However, first of all, to deal with what you said at the start about they weren't in much good Malmo, you're correct. But any win on foreign soil for a Scottish team in a European competition is to be applauded, because it's in the minority and not the majority. So first of all, it was an excellent result for Rangers. It could have been even better, and that's partly down to Dessers and the misses. But again, it might be frustrating. He might be an enigma, but his numbers are good. You know, he didn't get a goal last night, but there will be nights when he will. And his numbers domestically are good. He is an enigma, but would you rather have him in the team or be without him?
I'd have him in the team, I'd be honest with you. But I'm looking at the rest of the teams, you know, I know you see you maybe get a point for this game, a point for that game. But that team that Manchester United put out and the team that they were playing for Holland, you can respect them, but don't fear them. I think Rangers will have enough to get through in the top eight to get through the series.
I think what it does clearly, Scott, is gives you a really, really good platform just arithmetically. If you're talking about that 9 points and that's you've got three on the road, Rangers do have tough games still to come, obviously. But it gives you, I think the feeling going into the game was that it probably was Celtic's best chance of away points. So I think maybe if it was 1 point, I think there would have been a slight level of satisfaction on these phones tonight. So for it to be three gives a massive, you know, massive platform to build on.
Yeah, it's a platform, and Hugh touched on in terms of how much of a difficult place Ibrox has been for teams coming on European nights. I believe that Philip Clement and his team would have took enough from that game to think that they can go get 3 points against Lyon as well. Olympiacos away, different kettle of fish, difficult place to go, but I just feel that was the start of something last night in terms of building a sort of it's just what we've been screaming out for. They've not had an identity. That was the closest we've seen to what he's been trying to do, and that stands you in good stead for these games coming up.
Ronnie, you're not being a bit harsh by saying, you know, it wasn't up against much in Malmo. You know, the old you can only beat what's in front of you sort of thing. It is away from home. Rangers haven't found Malmo an easy opponent in the past, all that sort of stuff. You're not being a bit harsh on your own team by dismissing the standard?
Maybe slightly, but it does keep it all for later on in the competition. There's not going to be any dead rubbers. You know, like, they maybe not have many points later on, so maybe the last one or two games wouldn't mean anything. But the more points you got at the start, later on in the competition, hopefully they get enough points to get through. It keeps it wide open, you know. But later on, if we never get any points, the last couple of games might be meaningless.
Ibrox on Thursday will be the first real, since the homecoming, as the fans called it, the first real big atmosphere, proper European atmosphere. Celtic Park and Ibrox, on those occasions, I think the foreign players would come marvel at it all. And if Rangers were to get a home win against Lyon, it would be a heck of a start and a real boost to their chances of going further in the competition. And it clearly is not beyond them. And I think Lyon, like many others before them, will be taken aback. And Rangers do have the players going forward who can get a win there.
How much of a concern do you think it will be for Philippe Clement, the missed chances? Or do you just have to take that on the chin and say any 2-0 win away from Europe is all positive with not much to worry about?
I think that's what he'll say to his players, but I think deep down he'll be thinking, come the tougher ties, the moments aren't as much as what they got last night, and you need to be clinical in the moments, which, yes, they had some of shots on target last night, but it won't always be the case in European competition. So I think to the players, he will be, listen, it was one of the nights, but he'll know deep down you only maybe get three of them against your Lyons, and that you need to take the chances when you need them.
For players like Ross McCausland to be the match winners on the night, though, that must please him, because this is new, that all this, you know, there is that overhaul in the squad. So the guys who've been the big players on the European nights in the past few seasons aren't there anymore. So you're kind of looking, it might need to be more of a sort of collective effort where he comes off the bench. And you heard Philippe Clement talking afterwards saying that last season he had no quality on his left foot, he said, but he's worked day in, day out to take a moment like that. Ironically, that's a hard, much harder chance than some of the ones that
any other ones, yeah,
than any other ones. In fact, you're right. You know, like we said, Cassin Wiro, who had him to come in and play a main part last night? I don't think anyone. So, well, the sort of collective nature of it be a real plus point.
Yeah, that'll be the real positive. But football's been as more of a squad game than it's ever been. So, guys who came in for the start, like Cassin Wiro, who was fantastic in my opinion. I think McCausland, not getting as many starts, but if you're coming on, you want to affect the games. And obviously Philip come on saying that he's been away working at it, there's nothing more pleasing as a player and as a manager seeing someone work to get better, producing the goods in such a big stage.
That's why the night was important for Clement on a personal level, because he did take all the right decisions. And when he lost to Celtic and people were confronting him outside Ibrox when the team bus got back, the fans were perturbed by team selection. The fans were perturbed by the fact that he, so far, can't beat Celtic. But the rehabilitation of the team has been accompanied by the rehabilitation of Philippe Clement. He had every form of problem to contend with last night. He addressed them and he made the right calls. And it was a big night for him on a personal basis.
Thank you, Ronnie. 01419511025. No Cameron Carter-Vickers tomorrow, Celtic fans. We wait to see if he's fit for Tuesday. So I take it, is it straightforward? Does Austin Trusty play? How big a blow is it? All the usual questions when a player does miss out. If you could answer them now for us, whilst I tell you about this.
Win a quarter of £1 million. Clyde One.
Laura was on the school run with her friend Kathy when she got the final Make Me a Winner call worth £200,000. Safe to say she was happy.
Oh my God!
As you would. That's how I'm expecting our listeners to react when they win a sign ball on Beat the Pundit later. She's not even had curtains in her windows for the last 3 years. That's the first thing she's going to address, and I'm sure some big plans thereafter. But the lines are now open for your chance to win £250,000. Text YES to 61025. Texts are £2 plus your standard network rate. You can enter online for £2 or call 0330 880 4523, and the calls are charged at a standard rate. It's over 18s only, and all the rules for this Rail Network competition are on our website. Lines close at 5pm next Friday. This time, no phrase or amount to remember. You don't even have to pick up within the five rings. Just answer your phone and the £250,000 is yours, into your bank straight after the call. It's also a guaranteed winner, so someone will win the lot. And for your chance to win, text YES to 61025.
Clyde One Super Scoreboard. Watch as well as listen. Head to @ClydeSSB on X now. 0141 951 1025. This is Scottish football's league leader, Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Scott Allen and Hugh Keevans are in the building, and two Scots for the price of one, because Scott is in Cambuslang on the lines. How's it going?
I'm not bad, Gordon. How are you, mate? All right?
Yep, all good, all good. What made you call tonight?
Obviously, I just want to give a big congratulations to the Celtic girls last night. Made history last 16 of the Champions League. Fantastic.
Yep.
Absolutely brilliant.
That's right. Yeah, well said. First Scottish team to go through to the new group stages. Have been on the go for a few years. No Scottish teams got there. And did you see the draw, Scott?
No, that's not. I didn't.
Chelsea, yeah. Real Madrid, and 20. So Chelsea and Real Madrid.
That's easy. That's easy for a lot of girls. That's easy. That's all right. That's all right.
I know it always doesn't always translate this way, but Chelsea and Real Madrid, for the record, their women's teams are about as good as you would expect in terms of the size of those
and
clubs.
I'm told one of the games we played at Celtic Park.
Oh, are you?
Yeah.
Okay. Exclusive.
Yes, I have insiders, you know. Yes, indeed.
Scottish girl plays for Real Madrid, doesn't she?
Caroline Weir plays for Real Madrid, and Erin Cuthbert plays for Chelsea. So there's a couple of Scots coming back. Incidentally, I noticed they've actually struck a deal with Hamilton to play home games at Hamilton.
And so FC 20 and I would imagine Chelsea would play at the Ackies, and I would think you'd reserve Celtic Park for the royalty of a Real Madrid.
Well, yeah, we'll wait and see. Plenty of games to look forward to, Scott. What about the men's team this weekend, or the injury news today? What did you make of it?
Big Vickers is going to be a miss. Really, I think obviously he's going to be it for St Johnstone. Am I right? That's definitely a goal. That's definitely out there. Borussia Dortmund, that's a hard game as it is. You know, I think it's making it even harder if he's out, but I don't know. You know, it's...
I'll tell you what, whilst you're on the line, don't take our word for it. Let's get the update, if you like, from Brendan Rodgers. He confirmed they will miss tomorrow, and again, unsure whether the defender will be fit to play Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, Cameron missed tomorrow. Yeah, he'll miss tomorrow. He's just got a pain on his big toe joint there, so we just have to look at that each sort of game, really. He'd been playing with it for a little while, but it's... we've got to try and manage it now because he was in pain in the Bratislava game. So hopefully it'll settle down quite quickly, and then we'll see where it's at for Tuesday. Difficult to tell. Concentration on this game, really, and then we'll see after this here where he's at over Sunday, Monday. But we just felt that it's obviously one of those ones that with rest that it will self-correct and he will be okay. But it's just... it's all about timing, isn't it? Every game's important, and but there comes a point whenever, you know, I could just see within him he just wasn't quite at the level that he would want to be at and I would want him to be at. And when it's at that point, then you want to take him out and let him recover.
Let's be absolutely clear. The Celtic defence is better with Cameron Carter-Vickers in it than when he's not there. He has been a constant, since he signed for Celtic, he has been a constant and a consistent player for them. He has had all manner of partners beside him, like Abioka, Navrotsky, Scales, Welsh, you name it. But whoever is beside him, Celtic need to have him there in the first place. They will surely be able to get past St Johnstone, minus Cameron Carter-Vickers, but I think they would move him there to have him play against Borussia Dortmund.
Yeah, I would be very surprised if it wasn't just precautionary looking to the Borussia Dortmund game, because I'd be very surprised if he doesn't play with a sore big toe, as Brendan Rodgers has described there. I think the type of injuries are the ones where you can kind of get through, and he's obviously put the St Johnstone game in terms of what he's probably looking at down the line. This Dortmund game is huge for Celtic, and let Trusty come in and come in and play alongside Scales and make an impact. This is the whole point in Celtic talking about adding to their squad and having depth. There will be times this year where they lose Cameron Carter-Vickers, and somebody's got to come in and do well.
Do you know what? He's actually missed 5 of Celtic's 12 Champions League group stage games over the last 2 seasons. So they have had, for some reason, at this part of the season, they have had to go without him, and it does make life more difficult. Scott, I take it though, Austin Trusty plays tomorrow, and then take it from there. And if he has to be the one to come in, then, you know, it's a £6 million signing that takes his place.
Well, it's a must. You know, you don't buy a player that £6 million and not be able to trust him and bring him in. I just think whoever Vickers plays with, I think he calms him down. He makes him a better player, to be honest. You know, I think he's got that calming presence where, you know, he's not a big shouter. He's not a big, you know, he does a bulk. I think he just brings you to the side and tell you, you know, I think that's the kind of player he is. But you have to play him. You have to play him. You really have to play him. As I say, you can't spend £6 million on a player. Then something like this happened to Vickers or Scales or whoever, then you bring them in. That's what he's there for. That's what you pay the money for. That's what you pay his wages for. So, yes, bring him in on Saturday. See how he goes. All right, he didn't have a great game, you know, but that was his first game in Europe there. That was, you know, he's just dipping his toe.
Big toe. See what you've done there. Yep. Very good.
It's an awkward one. An awkward one for Austin Trusty, because he goes in against a St Johnstone side that obviously have had such a difficult start to the season. They sacked their manager. But they are at home. They scored 3 goals last week, albeit they did not get all 3 points at Dingwall. Trusty has to come in and get in about the muck in nettles, as Neil Warnock called it, where Scottish football is concerned. And he has to come out having had a good display and then go into the Dortmund game if Carter Vickers cannot play in that. But it's an awkward one for him, because he's going to be scrutinised very carefully tomorrow. And let's not forget, on Tuesday, Celtic are playing last season's Champions League finalists. It's going to be a tremendously daunting prospect for him and for every player.
But that is the point, Scott, of the squad. You know, this is no disrespect, because he actually came in last season as well. But the whole point is, you can't get to a night like this, if it happens, by the way, might be fit, and this is not an issue, but you ideally can't get to a night like this, find Carter Vickers is injured, and ask Stephen Welsh to come and play for the first time in ages and expect there not to be a drop off. That sounds really unfair on Stephen Welsh, but you know, he's just the example that would qualify that for that comparison. The whole point is, if Arnie Ingles doesn't make it, then Paolo Bernardo plays, and if Carter Vickers can't make it, you've signed the guy for £6 million who plays.
Yeah, this is why these players were brought in, to bolster the squad for European nights and for domestically. I think a bit harsh last week. He's in for his first game in a makeshift back four where you can allow him away with it, but I think Sunday will be a big game for him, and he'll be looking forward to it. So there was reasons for why he wasn't outstanding last Sunday, but listen, this is why they've bolstered the squad.
And what were the reasons then?
Last week, because it was a makeshift back four, he would be looking to come in and make his debut with somebody like Cameron Carter-Vickers.
Yeah, play alongside him.
Yeah.
See, you're far too generous and kind. I'd have subbed him.
He just understands what it takes.
Anybody.
And you look to and it's
James Forrest.
It's normally Greg Taylor, and it wasn't. You look to the other side, it's normally Alistair Johnson.
Yeah,
you don't want to be part of a full team that changes, do you?
Yeah, especially a team who had been playing so well, and you obviously see the last 20 minutes when players came on, it did change the game. So there was lots of reasons for why it might not have been as fluent as he would probably have liked it, or the fans would have liked it, but that's part and parcel of coming to a team like Celtic.
Last Sunday was a great day for Greg Taylor.
Absolutely.
Good day for his contract negotiations.
Yeah.
Just add a couple of quid onto that. I'm really important to this team. But I suppose, like we said, that all of a sudden you get into this weekend, get into Tuesday, where Nicholas Kuhn is one of Celtic's most important players, and he'll definitely play. I keep saying this. We can't contradict ourselves. You can't say, "Oh, look what happens when you give a player time," and then say, "Oh, I'm not sure about Austin Trusty's one game against Falkirk," because you would have said that about Nicholas Coon, and you now look daft because he's very good and he's got what, 5 goals already this season.
Every player's different. So the guys like Kyogo who come in, hit the ground running, or Eilis,
they're like exceptions to the rule, probably.
That's what we became used to. So every player, if they don't hit the ground running, they're not good enough. Players need time.
Paolo Bernardo. Hatate has got to have a wee look at himself. He didn't exactly shine last weekend either, and I think he should understand that it might be McGregor, Ingles, Bernardo, unless he gets his finger out.
I don't think that's too far away either.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Thank you very much to Scott on the line. Matthew quite rightly pointing out that Celtic publicly officially announced 5 hours ago that one of their games will be at Celtic Park. So you may have, your insider information has been overtaken, unfortunately. They've beaten us to it. We should have come on early.
Matthew, you're the smartest boy in the class.
Anyway, it's that time. Let's see who is smart out there to take on one of these two.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Come on then, Beat the Pundit time. It was this time last week. It is the 1 week anniversary of Hugh Keevan's getting the 10. He did the Bellingham / Bruni celebration. Scott Allen tried to applaud with his broken wrist in the corner. Let's see what we can do tonight. Did you hear about Saturday? Because you would have been. So Gordon Dale got a 10 last Thursday.
Yep,
he got 10 last Friday. We put them head to head on the Saturday. Wow. They were both honking, and he somehow beat them on a terrible tiebreaker. Yeah. But anyway, tonight is a new night. Let's see how we go. Your calls must be in by 7.
Clyde One Super Scoreboards. Watch as well as listen. Check out the Clyde One Facebook. Tackle the headlines. 0141 951 1025. Clyde One Super Scoreboard.
Hugh Keevans and Scott Allen are here looking back on a big win, a big performance for Rangers last night. So keep your thoughts coming. How good was it, Rangers fans? The best performance since when? Who stood out for you? Who were the real match winners, or who were the players that contributed to that positive evening over there in Sweden? How does it set you up going forward for the rest of the group? Just before the news, we spoke about Cameron Carter-Vickers. He's out tomorrow, which I guess leaves slight question marks over Tuesday night. Brendan Rodgers not yet able to confirm whether he would be back for Dortmund. So all your thoughts on that, please, right now. And plenty more to come this weekend. Big games everywhere you look. I wonder if you Celtic fans are on a scouting mission, because Borussia Dortmund kick off in 20 minutes' time. That was actually something that was on Brendan Rodgers' mind today, given the fact that Dortmund have that extra day to prepare for that game. We might hear those thoughts soon. We'll hear from you. Let's play this first.
Beat the Pundit with the Scottish Sun.
For the best football news and opinion online, thescottishsun.co.uk/football.
Ah, the 1 week anniversary of the 10 for Hugh Keevans. Can we repeat it on this Friday night? Let's find out with David in Coatbridge. How are you, David?
Hi guys, yeah, very good.
Now, you're aware this man got a 10 last week. You think you can bring him back down to earth?
Yeah, definitely.
Good, that's what I like to hear. Have you ever played before?
No, just at home.
Good. Do all right usually when you play along?
I think so. It's going to be one of those nights, so that'll probably get like 2 or something, but it's normally all right.
Good, I always say this, I don't get that equivalent, but I'll always play along at home to the 5k minute.
Yeah.
Bowie at breakfast in the morning. And it's great because they put the questions on Twitter and you can go through them. And this just shows how, you know, how rock and roll we are in the Duncan house, that I'll quite often test my wife with them and so on. So I got a real, you know, that way kids will just remind you of the habits that you're in without even really realising. The other day I was sitting on my own looking at the 5k minute questions on my phone, and my 3-year-old came over my shoulder, looked at it. Now she can't read, obviously, she's 3, but she must just recognise what it is. And she said, "Give me some of those quiz questions." So I must spend much more time than I anticipated.
I got a 9 in the 5k minute.
Oh, this morning?
No. The George got me on to do it, but they were age.
Oh, you did it live?
Age appropriate.
Ah, right. Nothing
and then
about,
he
like,
gave me some question about some rapper or something.
I like that the PlayStation. Do you like the PlayStation? That sort of thing. Anyway, never mind. David, right, 30 seconds. I'm going to toss the coin. If it's heads, it will be Hugh Keevan's. Tails, it's Scott Allen. And it is heads, it's Mr. 10. He's back on again. So 30 seconds, let's give you something else. Greatest Hits Radio to listen to. David, 30 seconds, answer as many as you can, and pass if you don't know the answer, okay?
Cheers, thank you.
Right, your 30 seconds starts now. Who do Rangers face in their next Europa League game?
Leon.
Who was Celtic manager in 2001?
Manu.
The Albert Bartlett Stadium is home to which club?
Okay.
Name any of Rangers' January loan signings.
God, I can't remember that guy.
What round of the Scottish Cup gets played tomorrow?
Third.
Which Scotland international got their first Napoli goal last night?
McTominay.
Okay, let's bring him back. Hugh Keevans, can you hear us?
I can.
Good.
I can. For the third time, I can. Listen to a bit of Wham there. You know, the Scots, like,
he's got the hair.
He's like George Michael, and I'm like Andrew Ridgely's granddad.
I was waiting to see where that was going there. I think we move
okay.
on, quite frankly. Yeah, sometimes they write themselves. 01419511025, Hugh, is the number for afterwards. So get your calls in because he's only 30 seconds away. Then we'll take more calls. But let's play this first. Your time starts now. Who do Rangers face in their next Europa League game?
Lyon.
Who was the Celtic manager in 2001?
Oh, it was Martin O'Neill.
The Albert Bartlett Stadium is home to which club?
Airdrie.
Name any of Rangers' January loan signings.
Cherney.
What round of the Scottish Cup gets played tomorrow?
Second.
Which Scotland international got their first goal for Napoli last night?
McTominay.
Okay, David, what do you think?
He's put me at the post, I think. A couple I couldn't remember.
I think you answered mostly along similar lines. Let's go through them. There can't be much to separate you. Rangers do play Lyon next. You both got it. I thought you were going to wobble there. Martin O'Neill, 2001, O'Neill, both got it. The Albert Bartlett Stadium is Airdrie. You both got it.
Oh.
None of you could dig out Fabio Silva, Oscar Cortez or Mohamed Diomande. Oh. January signings for Rangers. None of you knew that it's the first round of the Scottish Cup. Your beloved Bankies play
Girvan.
It's here, isn't it?
Yep.
Home
at the Estadio Bankie.
There's one of those games on tonight. Is it Dalkeith and Broxburn?
Yeah.
Broxburn and Dalkeith, I think. So yeah, first round played this weekend, technically, not just tomorrow, but none of you got it. And you both knew Scott McTominay. So it's a level game. Pretty much the same all the way through. A 4-4. What a thriller for a Friday night. Your question is as follows. Well, in fact, David, just quick instructions first. I'll read the question, I'll get Hugh to write his answer down, I'll then invite you to give me your attempt, okay?
Yep, sure.
Right, the question is this. A variation, actually, on what we had last week. How many games have Scotland men's national team played ever? Hugh Keevans, how many games have the Scotland men's national team played ever? Write it down, please. David, what are you going for?
Is this friendlies included or not?
Yeah, just all games, yeah. Quick.
6,000.
Oh. Whoa, that's a lot, I have to say. Even Hugh Keevans has done you there. Do you know what I was worried about? Because there's obviously a quite high margin of error. So I'm thinking, right, my arithmetic's going to need to be spot on here to figure this out. But even I don't need to worry about that. The answer is 832. Let the record show that Hugh said 565. So you are just a touch off on your 6,000, David. But listen, you got a 4. It was a good effort. You just think of it as making a mess of the penalty shootout. Give it another go sometime.
Yeah, cheers, thanks a lot.
Good man, thank you, David. 01419511025.
Put him on the spot, didn't you?
I know.
Do you know what my actual initial thought was? I thought just maybe he's trying the old Google or something. Does that include friendlies? And he was taking his time, then he whacked me in the face with 6,000. Oh dear. I mean, look at that. You're still 300 out and you're winning. This is what's happening to you.
Well, my win ratio is good now.
Yeah, I think you're moving above mid-table now. So well done to you. 01419511.
He said that grudgingly there. Did you see that?
Yep.
1025, that is the number.
Consistency, isn't it, Hugh?
That you need. Give us a call. Big weekend though coming up, Hugh. I mean, we can delve into the fixtures in more detail if people want to give us a call right now. But just as a...
Well, you know, you look at Hearts, managerless Hearts, at home to Ross County. And so much speculation about the analytics that are going to be used to determine the next manager. Ross County will not be a pushover for them. We're still waiting for that Shankland first